From TD Ballpark in Dunedin, Florida, it's almost time for Dunedin Blue Jays baseball. Tonight, it's the second game of a six-game set between two teams hungry for some wins as your Dunedin Blue Jays play host to the Tampa Tarpons, the single-A affiliate of the New York Yankees. Good evening, everybody. It's Larry Larson back in with you. Thanks for spending some time with us on your Wednesday night. Blue Jays come into this one at 10-12 after a victory last night, 2-0 over the Tarpons, a much-needed victory for these Blue Jays. As for Tampa, they are 5-17, 10 games back of the first-place team in the Florida State West that we'll dive into a little bit later when we take a look at the standings. Brief recap of yesterday's ball game for you, summed up by the pitching. Both starting pitchers, Connor O'Halloran for Dunedin and Gabriel Barbosa for Tampa, pitched into the seventh inning. So rare to see that at the single-A level. Connor O'Halloran with 6 2/3 shutout innings, 9 strikeouts, including his 9th in the sixth inning, which was his biggest, preserving a 1-0 Dunedin lead with a man on third base. Blue Jays struck first in the second inning, scoring on a wild pitch, and then they made it 2-0 on a Manny Beltre sack fly in the sixth. After O'Halloran exited the ball game in the seventh inning with 2 outs, the bullpen was lights out. Kiner Leone with an inning and a third scoreless before Jondre Rojas finished the ball game with a 1-2-3 ninth inning for his first save this year. So 2-0, the final score there. Gabriel Barbosa took the loss for the Tarpons. 6 innings, 2 earned runs, 9 strikeouts from him as well, but that's how the ball bounces sometimes. For more on yesterday's matchup and getting off the losing streak, we spoke with the skipper, Jose Mayorga, for the Blue Jays here just a few moments ago. Here's the manager, Jose.
We're back on the Eddie's Bar pregame show, joined by the manager, Jose Mayorga. And Mayo, big one yesterday, 2-0 win, snap the losing streak. What's the biggest feeling that comes to mind after a win like that? Relief?
Yeah, I mean, for sure. I think we having that 9-game losing streak, it wasn't that funny at all. But, like, yeah, I think it's like a relief. And, I mean, knowing that the guys can make the adjustment necessary to win the games.
One thing that really jumped out to me yesterday during batting practice was everybody's attitude, how loose they were, still bright smiles on everybody's faces. What do you tell the guys to keep them loose, even though you had lost 9 in a row?
Yeah, I mean, it's part of just like trusting the process and understanding the things that we want to accomplish, not just to like perform in one single game, but now just to accomplish their goals on their careers, especially long terms. I think they have been doing things really good. I mean, we went away, we lost focus a little bit, I guess. But, I mean, that's part of it. I mean, they're young. But I think it's just a matter of, like, keep working hard, keep concentrating, keep doing the things the right way, and the things are going to show on the field.
I imagine the success that the team experienced kind of earlier in the month helped, knowing that, okay, this is something that we're capable of getting back to.
Yeah, for sure. I think we're capable to do that. There are some good athletes in the team. There's a good team environment as well. I know that things like that is going to happen. I know we're going to expect not to have them very often. But, yeah, I think we pass over that. I think it's just we're back in track, and hopefully we can keep doing what we did at the start of the season.
You know, offensively lately, you know, especially just in terms of run scoring, offense has slowed down a little bit. What do you think has been the difference between first few weeks of the season and now this recent stretch?
Yes, I think it's something that's going to happen. There's going to be ups and downs. It's really hard to get the hitting. You know, it's one of the things that is tough to do in every sport. I think just a matter, too, like everybody's studying the hitters as well. There's a lot of videos now. There's a lot of research, a lot of studies. But I think it's just a matter of, like, sticking to our plan. And then I think the guys are going to nail it. You know, they're really smart. They're working hard. And then it's just a matter of, like, going back to the plan and get good pitches to hit.
Trying to avoid information overload with everything that's out there. You know, one guy in Arjun Namala, you mentioned these are young guys. Arjun is really young in his first full season in pro ball. What do you tell a guy like that, and what specifically has he been kind of working on to break out of a little bit of a slow stretch?
Yes, I know. Like, I mean, we see, like, all the things that he's doing. I think he got a lot of talent. He does really good things. Like, his tools are there. Has a lot of upside. I think it's just a matter, like I said earlier, like, just sticking to his plan and sticking to, like, the routines, getting to know himself, knowing how to do adjustments. And, yes, for him, it's just a matter of, like, keep working on the things that he has to do, you know, tying up his swing and stuff like that. And I think he's going to do it. He's capable to do it. He has made some good strides in the last past weeks. And he looks a lot better in the plate, more confident. I just think it's a matter of, like, getting some reps. Like you said, he's really young, and he needs to get those ABs and learn from them.
One guy who's just continued to tear the cover off the ball is Victor Arias. With a lot of confidence at the plate, it kind of radiates. Where do you think that confidence comes from him, and what has he been doing that's been so effective?
Yeah, I think he had a good off-season work. I think he put some work in every aspect, in the physical and also, like, the baseball side of it. I think he gained a lot of experience being, like, in winter ball this year with Magallanes there, allowing like, a lot of people to help him, teach him, give him some advices. And I think he's been around a little bit. You know, he had, like, 2 years in DSL, and I'm pretty sure 1 or 2 years down in the complex as well. So, I mean, he has been around a little bit. I get more ABs probably than some other guys. And he's confident. I think he got some tools. I think he got good awareness of what he's doing in the plate as well.
Connor O'Halloran, of course, we'd be remiss to not mention that. 6 2/3 shutout innings yesterday. First guy to go into the seventh this year for Dunedin. With a guy like him coming out of college and a guy like Jerron Watts-Brown starting today, how much does that college experience help in terms of, you know, having the opportunity to kind of be a stopper for a losing streak?
Yeah, no, for sure. I think we got a lot of trust in all the players, but it's just this guy's being a little bit more mature with a little bit more experience. It's really good for the group, you know, knowing that they're going to get the ball, get in the mound, and give us a good outing every day. Like, that gives a lot of, like, confidence to, like, all the team, staff, and players. And, I mean, I know the guys love to be playing defense behind him and also, like, trying to score some runs to get those W's.
Jose, as always, thanks for the time, and best of luck the rest of the week.
Thank you very much.
That was the head man, Jose Mayorga, prior to tonight's ball game. Gotta feel good to get off that 9-game losing streak. Blue Jays looking to make it 2 in a row tonight. We'll have more details, including the pitching matchup and the starting lineups, after a short break here on the Eddie's Bar pregame show. Blue Jays, Tampa, coming up here at the bottom of the hour on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
We're back inside TD Ballpark, moments away from baseball. Game number 2 of 6 between Tampa and the Dunedin Blue Jays. Let's take a look at the Florida State League West standings coming into this one. We mentioned at the top of the show, two teams hungry for wins, and when you look at the standings, you see why. Clearwater and Lakeland currently tied for first, 5 games ahead of the Dunedin Blue Jays. Obviously, still lots of baseball left to be played, but of course, Dunedin and Tampa with a little bit more of sense of urgency than maybe Clearwater and Lakeland right now, trying to stay in that first half race. Tampa 10 games back at 5-17. Tonight's starting pitching matchup, brought to you as always by Clear Sky Draft House, features two right-handers, Jerron Watts-Brown, the Blue Jays' number 18 prospect, according to MLB Pipeline, makes his fourth start this year. His last time out at Jupiter, he pitched 4 innings, struck out 6, allowing just 1 earned run. His ERA a tick over 4 so far this year, but he started to rack up the strikeouts, 14 compared to 8 walks. Luis Cerna, the right-hander out of Mexico, going for Tampa tonight, just 19 years old, trying to bounce back from a really rough outing. In 2 2/3 last week against Lakeland, he allowed 8 earned runs, and as a result, his ERA is over 10. Plenty of time to lower that ERA, though. Starting lineups brought to you by Bon Appetit. First for the visitors from Tampa, Emmanuel Tejeda leads it off once again.
playing second base. Kobe Morales is the first baseman, batting second. Roderick Arias is the shortstop and the Yankees' number three prospect, batting third. Dylan Hasso is the cleanup man over at the hot corner. Jackson Castillo once again in center field tonight, hitting fifth. Willie Montero is the left fielder, batting sixth. Thomas Frick will DH and bat seventh, while Manuel Palencia will do the catching and bat eight. And Dowry Arias rounds it out, batting ninth and playing the ninth spot in the field out in right. Those are the Tarpons. These are the Dunedin Blue Jays, starting with Victor Arias, team's leader in average at 360. Tucker Thoman will bat second and play third base. Arjun Namala will bat third and play short. Joan Helaponte is out in center, and the cleanup man, Manny Beltre, is in the five spot playing second base. Bryce Arnold will DH tonight and hit sixth. And the lower third, Balo at first, Mignoso at the catcher spot, and Gene Joseph in right. Let's take a listen into our national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars to the perilous fight. Oh, the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof to the night that our
rousing pre-recorded rendition of our nation's national anthem has us ready for baseball. Second game of a six-game series between Tampa and the Dunedin Blue Jays. Blue Jays took game one last night, and that has been somewhat indicative of how this series has gone so far this year. These two teams have played seven games. Dunedin has taken six of them and outscored Tampa 49-19 in those games. Blue Jays certainly have the Tarpons' number. We'll have more details on the matchup and first pitch when we return after a brief break on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Valley Live. DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the four-game Flex Pack. Purchase four more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. Deron Watts-Brown is ready for work tonight at TD Ballpark, taking the baseball for his fourth start this year. Through three starts, he's thrown 13 and a thirds innings to an ERA of 4.73. So he hasn't gotten stretched out super deep into games. His longest outing is five innings, so we'll see how deep he goes tonight. He'll face a Tampa Tarpons team that is 1-9 across its last 10 games, worst in the Florida State League. So the Tarpons really trying to get things going. Two teams matched up this week that could really use some wins after the Blue Jays snapped a 9-game losing streak last night. It's another gorgeous night for baseball in Dunedin. Game time temperature, 72 degrees under clear, sunny skies. The weather does favor the hitters a little bit more than the pitchers tonight. Wind howling out towards center field, as shown by the American and Canadian flags out in right center. Watts Brown has wrapped up his warm-up tosses. He'll square off against Emmanuel Tejeda to open the ball game. Tejeda, the leadoff man last night as well, went 0-for-4 with three strikeouts. Blue Jays in their home whites tonight. Blue Jays across the chest in blue with blue numbers on the back and blue caps. First pitch to Tejeda on the way. Is chopped foul, third base side. And it got a piece of Tejeda's foot. He's hopping around to shake it off. So it's 0-1. Tejeda still visibly in some pain. Tampa mixing it up with the jerseys tonight, still in traveling gray pants, but Tampa text across the chest on gray tops. That's navy blue text with navy blue numbers. And that teal trim. Watts Brown from the stretch, as always. The 0-1 misses down and outside. One ball and one strike. Duran throws a fastball, slider, curveball, changeup mix. That slider is highlighted by many as his best offering. The 1-1. Swing and a miss on that slider. 85 on the low outside edge. So it's 1-2. Tejeda, the Yankees' number 28 prospect, according to Baseball America, waits on the 1-2 pitch and lines it through the right side into right field for a base knock. Tejeda, known for his contact skills, got a pitch on the outside half and took it the opposite way for a leadoff base hit. Brings up Kobe Morales with a man on.
Number 25, Kobe Morales.
Morales steps in after going 0-for-4 last night with three strikeouts. First pitch to the big left-handed batter is swung on and missed. Watts Brown back to that slider, and it's 0-1. Morales batting 195 in 21 games without a homer. OPS at 541. The 0-1 pitch, a slow cut and a miss on a changeup downstairs. Quickly 0-2. No score, just getting started. Top of the first. Pedro Torres is our home plate umpire tonight with Richie Arredondo in the field. Watts Brown, well out in front. The 0-2 is swung on and missed. Strike three. Back-to-back changeups from Watts Brown. Sends down Kobe Morales for out number one. And the first strikeout tonight.
Number nine, Roderick Arias.
Brings up Roderick Arias, who gets some boos from the TD Ballpark fans. Not being friendly to the visitors tonight. First pitch to Arias. Misses down and away. No, it's a called strike as Tejeda was off with the pitch, and he dives into second without a throw. So a slider caught the outside corner, but Mignoso couldn't handle it cleanly on the transfer, so he couldn't get a throw off. So Tampa has a man in scoring position for Roderick Arias. Went 0-for-4 last night with a strikeout. The pitch. He chases a changeup down and away. That changeup really looks sharp from Watts Brown early in this game. Entering action tonight, he's only thrown that changeup 2% of the time in three starts this year. He's well out in front of Arias. 0-2, the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. You guessed it, another changeup low of the zone. And after a leadoff single, Watts Brown has struck out back-to-back batters.
Third baseman, number 44, Dylan Hasso.
So it's up to Dylan Hasso with Tejeda on second base. Hasso, a right-handed batter, went 0-for-4 last night. As Tejeda dances off second, first pitch on the way. Called strike, get the knees. Duran going to the slider there, and it's 0-1. Hasso hitting .239 in 20 games played. One homer. Eight runs driven in. Chance for another here. The pitch. He takes a breaking ball low. That was the curve from Watts Brown. He throws that about 16% of the time, but opponents have not fared well against that pitch, hitting about 200 against it. Duran sets in a close stance at the belt. Now throws. Tejeda dashes for third. The throw down is in time to get him. Mikhail Mignoso didn't get a throw off the first time Tejeda stole, but that time he got him at third base. And the inning is over. Watts Brown strikes out two and faces the minimum in the first. Blue Jays coming up when we come back on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Valley Live. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting dunedinbluejays.milbstore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Dealing with some technical difficulties on our MILB TV stream. Thanks for bearing with us tonight as we head to the bottom of the first inning. No score between Tampa and Dunedin. Luis Cerna takes the baseball for Tampa tonight. His first pitch to Victor Arias misses down and in for ball one. Arias, the only left-handed batter in the Blue Jays lineup tonight. Two switch hitters. He went 0 for 3 last night with a walk. The pitch, he lays off a slow curveball down and in. 2-0. Arias has been the Blue Jays' best hitter. 14 games, a 360 average. He takes the 2-0 all the way and takes a called strike on a sinker that split the plate. That's 2-1. Cerna trying to bounce back from a really rough outing his last time out. 2-1. Is hopped on the pole side to second base. Sliding stop from Tejeda. Gets up and throws to first in time where Cerna covers. The first baseman Morales was shaded off the bag to try and snag that ground ball. But Cerna with a nice job covering first. So it's a 4-1 put out for out number one. And here's Tucker Thoman. No score, bottom of the first. Thoman went 1-for-4 last night at 2-0 Dunedin win. First offer. Thoman takes a wave and a miss on a curveball, and it's 0-1. Tucker, the team leader with 3 home runs and 18 games played. Batting 186, OPS at 650. 0-1 misses outside. 1-1. Tucker, the Blue Jays' second-round draft pick back in 2022. Spent all last season here in Dunedin. The 1-1. He takes a back foot breaking ball near that back foot for a ball. 2-1. Cerna's last time out pitched just 2 2/3 innings and allowed 8 earned runs. 2-1. Thoman out in front of a breaking pitch, and he comes up empty on a curveball that was low. It's 2-2. So one note on Cerna's repertoire. Throws a sinker, slider, changeup, and curveball on occasion. But his best pitch is that changeup. That kind of looks like a curve. 2-2. Misses inside. Fastball at 92. Runs it full on Tucker. 3-2. So if you dive into Baseball savant, it says he doesn't throw that changeup much. Payoff pitch taken for a called strike three on that changeup on the back door. Froze Toman for a looking strikeout and out number two.
Number 18, Arjun Namala.
Brings up Arjun Namala with nobody on. Namala coming off a three strikeout night last night, went 0 for 4. His batting average now at 171. First pitch to the righty. Misses high and tight on the changeup, and it's 1-0. So that changeup from Serna, as he kicks and deals. Namala takes a called strike, upper half of the zone. That was the changeup again. 1-1. It has the profile of almost a left-handed curveball. 1-1. Namala lines it to shortstop, but it's fielded on a hop by Arias. He steps and throws to first in time. And it's a 1-2-3 bottom of the first inning for Luis Serna. He allowed 4 runs in the first his last time out. Not the case tonight. No score through 1. The Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Valley Live. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's Daily Specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of 2 Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, fries, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature $2 margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J's Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids under 12 get in free with a Dunedin downtown merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Leading off the top of the second inning for the Tarpons, third baseman, number 44, Dylan Hasso.
Jerron Watts-Brown ready to face 4-5-6 in the Tarpons lineup as we go to the top of the second inning. Scoreless between the Jays and the Tarpons. Watts-Brown struck out 2 in the first. His first pitch to Hasso is driven towards the gap in right center. Long run for Aponte, and it's over his head, and it one hops the wall. Hasso turning towards second. He'll cruise into second with a stand-up double. Hasso wasted absolutely no time there. Pounced on a 92-mile-an-hour fastball out over the heart of the plate, upper half of the zone. Hit it at 96 off the bat. It's an extra base knock to open the top of the second. Brings up Jackson Castillo. Went 1-for-3 last night in the Tarpons' 2-0 loss. First pitch to the lefty. Wave and a miss on a good changeup. Fading away from the left-handed batter, and it's 0-1. So a big fella off second base, not the best runner. 0-1, swing and a miss from Castillo. That time it's the slider. Watts Brown out in front, 0-2. Talking with pitching coach Corey Reardon about Watts Brown, he said it's pretty simple. The key for Jerron is to just throw strikes. Walk rate has been a bit of a concern for him starting in college. The 0-2 misses down in the dirt. Castillo did not chase, and it's 1-2. Castillo has played 9 games. This is his 10th game tonight, hitting an even 200. That's 6-for-30. He's yet to drive in a run. Has that opportunity right here. A man on second base, no outs in the second. The pitch, swing and a miss. He got him. Change up off the low outside corner, fooled Castillo, and it's already 3 strikeouts for Jerron Watts Brown.
Number 27, Willie Montero.
One away for Willie Montero with Dylan Hasso off second base. No score in the second. Righty on righty, first pitch. Misses low and away. Mignoso faked like that ball got past him, but it didn't. Briefly fooled Hasso, but then he slammed on the brakes and headed back to second. Shadow line crawling towards the mound. The mound is in the sun. The plate is in the shade as of right now. The 1-0. Hopper towards the middle. Long run for Namala. He scoops it up. Sidearms over to first. Low, but Ballo picks it. Nice play on both ends. Namala had to range towards the middle. Fielded that ball behind the second base bag. Then took a moment to gather and fire over to first, where Ballo scooped it on the short hop. Hasso does move to third in the process. So the first run of the ball game is 90 feet away for Tampa with two outs in the top of the second. Thomas Frick climbs in. First offer. He takes a slider for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Frick in a very limited sample size, especially considering that George Lombard Jr. is on the IL right now, has been Tampa's best hitter. 0-1 misses out. One ball, one strike. An average of 367. OPS at 933. The bar for that number right around 800. So he's well over that. 1-1, a slow swing and a miss on a slider. Lower half of the zone. One ball and two strikes. Duran in rhythm. Scoops up some dirt. Climbs right back on the rubber. Squints in for the sign from Mignoso. He's got it, and he deals. Swing and a miss, strike three. Watts Brown spins off the mound in celebration. He's got four strikeouts through two scoreless innings. Dylan Hasso stranded on third. We go to the home half of the second. No score between Tampa and the Blue Jays on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. It's a nothing-nothing ball game going to the home half of the second. On a gorgeous night for baseball here on the Gulf Coast of Florida. Second game of a six-game series between Florida State League West opponents and Tampa and the Blue Jays. 4-5-6 due up for the Jays here against Luis Cerna, starting with Joan Helaponte in the first pitch. Misses high and inside on a changeup, and it's 1-0. Ponte legged out a three-bagger last night for his only hit. Went 1-for-4. The pitch is lined through the left side for a base knock. He was ready for the changeup right down Broadway, and he took advantage for a leadoff single. Ball tattooed at 110 miles an hour.
Number one, Manuel Beltre.
Brings up Manuel Beltre. Went 0-for-2 last night, but did drive in Aponte after that triple with a sac fly in Dunedin's 2-0 win. First pitch to the righty. Misses high and outside on a sinker. And it's 1-0. Tampa's middle infield at double play depth. Second baseman Tejeda shaded towards the bag. Cerna from the stretch, he throws. And Beltre takes down it outside. Two balls, no strikes. Manny at top 30, Blue Jays prospect. Number 27 on the pipeline list. Long pause from Cerna, and he steps and throws over to first. It's late. Aponte with six stolen bases. Second on this Dunedin team that really likes to run. They've got 47 of them through 23 games. Another throw over was pretty good, but Kobe Morales dropped it at first base. Still two balls, no strikes on Beltre. Comes into this one hitting 236. Aponte dancing towards second. The pitch is popped up into right field. Dowry Arias in the shadow of the seats makes the catch. And that's out number one. Here's Bryce Arnold.
Number four, Bryce Arnold.
Aponte still over at first base. We're scoreless, bottom two. Arnold went 1-for-3 in the win last night, boosting his batting average to 216 in 17 games of action. Right-hander on right-hander. Cerna sets at the belt and throws over to first, and it kicks away from Morales. Aponte up. He's hustling towards second. He'll stop there as the ball trickles all the way to the warning track in shallow right. So now the Blue Jays have a man in scoring position for the first time tonight. Arnold, a guy so far this year that has really liked hitting here at TD Ballpark as opposed to on the road. First pitch to him. He takes a called strike on a fastball that splits the plate, and it's 0-1. We mentioned Arnold's 216 average. He's hitting 273 at home compared to 172 on the road. The 0-1. He lays off a fastball up and outside. One ball, one strike. Arnold has proved to be a difficult guy to pitch to for a lot of opponents. 5'10 in the right-handed batter's box. It's not a very big strike zone. The 1-1. Arnold takes outside on a changeup. He's out in front, 2-1. Bryce, a native of Canada, signed by the Blue Jays as an undrafted free agent last year. Got his first taste of pro ball with the Blue Jays here in Dunedin. Cerna turns and looks Aponte back to second base. Nobody was there covering the bag. So no throw. Aponte occupying a lot of real estate in Cerna's mind here. A 2-1 offer. Arnold floats it out towards shortstop. Arias calls for it into shallow left. He makes the grab, and that's out number two. So it's up to Ricardo Ballo to get Aponte home from second.
Ricardo Ballo.
Tampa nothing, Blue Jays nothing, bottom two. Ballo had the night off yesterday. Big switch hitting first baseman. Waits on the first pitch from the left side. And he takes down for ball one. Ballo hitting an even 200 in 11 games of action. He's driven in two runs. Another RBI opportunity out there for him with Aponte at second. The 1-0. Ballo takes downstairs on a changeup. Two balls and no strikes. We've seen Ricardo really rip into a good number of pitches so far this year, whether or not they've turned into hits. The pitch, he takes off speed for a called strike. That changeup again in the upper half of the zone. Slow change of pace. Two balls and one strike. How about a 15-mile-an-hour difference between the fastball and the change from Cerna? Definition of a changeup. 2-1. Ballo thought about going around on a pitch in the dirt, and he did not. Slider didn't fool him. So it's 3-1. Ricardo, a native of the Dominican Republic, signed by the Blue Jays this past spring. Serna again turns and looks Aponte back to second. That time Arias was playing behind him. Infield playing to pull for Ballo. Second baseman Tejeda moved a little bit towards first. Hitters count. The 3-1 pitch from Serna. Ballo takes up and away. That's ball four. So Ballo extends the inning with a two-out walk as the sinker didn't sink at all. And here's Mikael Mignoso. Mignoso also getting his first action of the series tonight. Went 0-for-6 last week at Jupiter with four strikeouts and a walk. Looking for his first single-A hit. Now would be quite the time. Men on first and second, two outs, bottom of the second, and the first pitch is lined foul. Drawing some oohs and ahs from the crowd. But it's nothing but a souvenir. 0-1. Dunedin trying to strike first here in the home half of the second. Mignoso, a native of Cuba at 5'9 from the right side. Bats from a crouch. He checks his swing on a fastball. Did he go? No swing, says Richie Arredondo. Field umpire tonight. Serna reads the sign from Palencia. Comes set above the belt. And chucks it home. Mignoso takes low. That sinker sunk. That time too low. Two balls and one strike. Serna generally hasn't struggled with command a ton. 2-1 pitch. Mignoso chases a curveball downstairs. Two balls, two strikes. It's more been Serna just getting knocked around. Opponents hitting almost 300 against him so far this year. And 11 and a thirds innings. The 2-2 to Mignoso with men on first and second is popped up. Into shallow right, could be trouble. Arias hustling in, and the right fielder makes a running catch to end the inning and the threat. Blue Jays draw men on first and second, but can't capitalize. And we've got no score through two on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Valley Live. Hey, ladies, make your plans to be at TD Ballpark on May 17th for Girls Night Out with Dunedin Blue Jays. Get here early as the first 500 fans receive a friendship bracelet. Then relax and enjoy a pregame wine tasting presented by Sterling Wine. First pitch is set for 6:30. Grab your girlfriends and enjoy a great night at the ballpark. Get your tickets now at DunedinBlueJays.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Looking to support the Dunedin Blue Jays while at the gym, out for a run, or spending time outside? We've got the merchandise collection for you with the Under Armour Performance Gear Collection in the Jays Shop. Check out our selection of performance men's and women's t-shirts next time you're in the Jays Shop at TD Ballpark. Or shop online anytime you want at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Both starting pitchers have worked in and out of a little trouble to open tonight's ball game, but we've got no score going to the top of the third. Jaron Watts-Brown has struck out four in two innings of work. Tarpon's had a man in scoring position in each of the first two frames. 8-9-1 due up here, starting with Manuel Palencia, and the first pitch misses down and outside. It's 1-0. Slider missed there. Palencia went 0-for-3 in last night's series opener with a strikeout. The pitch poured in there for a called strike. Slider in the zone that time. That's 1-1. Watts Brown at 6'3", 190 on the bump. Sets and goes. And the pitch is grounded through the middle, past the reach of Arjun Namala at shortstop into center. And it's a leadoff single for Manuel Palencia. Man on for Dowry Arias.
Number 7, Dowry Arias.
Arias, the 9 batter. Didn't see action last night. Went 2 for 11 last week in Tampa's series loss to Lakeland. First pitch to the lefty. Misses outside. That's 1-0. That wind's still blowing out to dead center. The 1-0 pitch. Arias lays off a slider outside. 2 balls and no strikes. Jaron reads the sign from Mignoso. Short lead at first from Palencia. 2-0 pitch. Misses down and inside. Make it 3-0. Not a guy you want to walk here. Top of the order waiting on deck. Arias in 14 games, batting 163, the 3-0. He swings and hops it foul on the first base side. So he had the 3-0 green light. Not something you exactly expect from the 9 batter. Arias steps out of the box. Takes a moment to gather himself. OPS of 480. Well below where you'd like it to open the year for him. 3-1, a cut and a miss. It was a big hack on a fastball in the upper half of the zone. And Watts Brown has battled it back. It's full, 3-2. See if he can come back and get him here. The set and the payoff. Misses up and outside, not close. And that's ball four. So the first two men on the top of the third reach sets up men on first and second for Emmanuel Tejeda, the leadoff man.
Second baseman, number 5, Emmanuel Tejeda.
We've got no score, top of the third. Tejeda with a chance to change that. Singled his first time and was caught stealing at third base to end the first. First pitch to the righty. Misses downstairs on a heater. It's 1-0. Well, Tampa's top of the lineup, including Tejeda, last night, really had a slow day at the office. 1-0 pitch. Sails high. 2 balls, no strikes. Tarpon's top four hitters went 0 for 16 with 9 strikeouts. As time is called, and the bullpen coach, Joel Hernandez, will come out for a mound visit. Takes a slow walk out to the mound. And wants to talk things over with Jaron and Mignoso. Anytime that your top four hitters, top three hitters, whatever it may be, have that slow of a night, chances are you didn't have a great night as a team. And that was the case last night for Tampa. Shut out 2-0. Tejeda went 0 for 4 with 3 strikeouts. And he's not a guy that strikes out a whole lot. It's kind of his calling card as a prospect. Prototypical leadoff hitter. Makes a lot of contact. Struck out 44 times and walked 44 times last year in the Florida Complex League. 2-0 pitch now. Breaking ball fooled him. Slider falls in there for a called strike. Hernandez with the magic words in that mound visit. So far, so good. Now it's 2-1. The pitch to Tejeda. He takes a slider down and outside. 3 balls and 1 strike. Palencia paces off second base. Arias not being held over at first. The 3-1 is lifted high in the air, deep to left. Arias back. He turns and watches it sail way out of here. Tejeda got a fastball on the inside edge of the plate, and boy, did he turn on it. Sails nearly 400 feet out of TD ballpark, and Tampa strikes first. It's 3-0 in the third. Tejeda's first of the year. power, not his calling card, but he just showed us that he can sure turn on one when he gets the chance. Second straight outing, Watts Brown has allowed a homer. Base is empty for Kobe Morales. He struck out his first time. First pitch to the lefty. Misses low, ball one. Morales, more the power profile guy. The pitch. He rolls it over to first base. Ballo scoops it up, waves off Watts Brown. He says, I'll take it myself, and he does to first base. Three unassisted for out number one.
Shortstop, number nine.
Much needed here in the top of the third. Brings up Rodrick Arias with the bases empty. 3-0 Tampa, thanks to that three-run blast from Tejeda. Arias also struck out his first time, and the first offer here misses low, ball one. Arias, a native of the DR, has really struggled against Dunedin so far this year. 1-0. Curveball misses up and outside. Two balls and no strikes. Arias hitless last night. So he's 4 for 28 against the Blue Jays. 2-0, a check swing on a pitch low and in. Did he go? He did. According to Richie Arredondo, down the first base line. Arias was almost positive he held up. That's not the call, so it's 2-1. Geron with the breath and the pitch. Arias takes a home run hack and swings over a slider. Two balls, two strikes. Arias has two homers so far this year. Good pop from the left side. He's hit both of his homers from this side of the plate. Watts Brown sets on the third base side and deals home. Arias taps it on the first base side. Watts Brown hustling after it, and it rolls foul. Well, Geron got off the mound really quickly. If that ball stayed fair, he would have been able to scoop it up in plenty of time. Not an easy play for maybe somebody who's not as much of an athlete as Watts Brown is. A guy that really moves well. Three-sport star in high school. Was the varsity starting quarterback. He's set for the next 2-2 to Rodrick Arias. And it misses a hair downstairs on a changeup. Runs it full, 3-2. And now, Rodrick Arias is called out on a pitch timer violation. He thought he called time, but he was out of timeouts, according to the home plate umpire Pedro Torres, and he wasn't in the box. So Arias is out number two, and it's a fifth strikeout for Watts Brown. First pitch to Dylan Hasso, paints the outside corner, taken for a called strike. And it's 0-1. Three spot here for Tampa in the top of the third. A three-run homer, pitch to Hasso, misses low. One ball, one strike. Good question there with the Arias getting called out on the pitch clock. How do you mark that in a scorebook? 1-1 is popped up into shallow center. Four Blue Jays converge. Who's going to get it? It's Aponte, the center fielder, who calls everybody off. And he makes the play to end the inning. But not before the Tarpons score three times. A single from Palencia, a walk from Dowry Arias, and then a three-run homer from Emmanuel Tejeda out to left. That's 3-0 Tampa over the Blue Jays. Going to the home half of the third on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, fries, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature $2 margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J's Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids under 12 get in free with a Dunedin downtown merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
And for the Blue Jays, right fielder, number 6,
Gene Joseph. Blue Jays with some work to do now as they trail the Tampa Terpins 3-0 going to the bottom of the third. 9 batter Gene Joseph will start it off against Luis Cerna. Right-hander on right-hander. Cerna from the wind, first pitch. Joseph takes downstairs, and it's 1-0. Gene Joseph making his home debut for the DJs this year. Played a handful of games on the road at Jupiter. 1-0 pitch. It was a called strike on a slider. And it's 1-1. Joseph, signed by the Blue Jays, is an international free agent. 1-1 to him, a cut and a miss. On that fading changeup from Cerna, his trademark pitch. It's 1-2. Joseph, a native of the Dominican Republic, signed by the Blue Jays in 2022. The 1-2 pitch, he leans out of the way. Of a sinker up and in, a little chin music. Makes it 2 balls, 2 strikes. Joseph, 2 for 12. And he takes a called strike 3. Fastball right down Douglas Avenue. Lower half of the zone. And Joseph is out number 1. Brings up Victor Arias. Victor grounded out to second base his first time in the first. First pitch, he squares to bunt and misses. On a changeup low, and it's 0-1. A dramatic shift on for Arias. The shortstop, Roderick Arias, shaded up the middle. 0-1. Arias takes down. Third baseman, Dylan Hasso, almost playing in the hole at shortstop. So no wonder Arias is trying to bunt. The 1-1 pitch. He lays off a slider down and in. It almost hit him. 2-1. Arias thriving in this leadoff spot role so far this year. Waits on the 2-1 pitch. He checks his swing on a changeup outside, and he held up. Richie Arredondo making the call on the appeal. Arias in an open stance, waits on the 3-1, and swings and misses. That changeup again from Cerna, fading away from Arias. Really pulled the string on him there, 77 on the gun. Arias steps forward in the box with 2 strikes, now moves back, and the payoff pitch is fouled off behind home plate. And Arias mutters under his breath to himself. Got a fastball in the outside corner. Now the payoff again. Arias reaches out and taps it to second base. Tejeda charges gloves, throws off balance in time to get a hustling Arias at first. And there's 2 down in the home third.
Third baseman, number 9, Tucker Tobin.
3-0 Tampa, bottom 3. Toman 0-for-1 so far tonight. Struck out looking against Cerna in the first. That same shift still on for Toman. First pitch. Tucker takes outside, and it's 1-0. Hasso even moving a little bit further towards shortstop for Tucker. The 1-0. Toman chops it foul off of his front leg. 1 ball, 1 strike. Surprising to see that. that dramatic of a shift on for Toman. Granted, much of his contact has come to the pole side this year. The 1-1. Toman takes outside. Two balls and one strike. He's a guy that can hit to all fields, though, for power. Outfield pretty much playing straight away. 2-1. Toman swings through a changeup. On the outside edge, two balls, two strikes. Cerna's changeup considered by many the best in the Yankees system. See if we see it again on the 2-2. And Toman takes a called strike. 3, you bet. That was another changeup from Cerna. He works a 1-2-3, bottom of the third. We're on to the fourth. 3-0 Tampa over the Blue Jays on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Valley Live. Hey, ladies. Make your plans to be at TD Ballpark on May 17th for Girls Night Out with the Dunedin Blue Jays. Get here early as the first 500 fans receive a friendship bracelet. Then relax and enjoy a pregame wine tasting presented by Sterling Wine. First pitch is set for 6:30. Grab your girlfriends and enjoy a great night at the ballpark. Get your tickets now at DunedinBlueJays.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Looking to support the Dunedin Blue Jays while at the gym, out for a run, or spending time outside? We've got the merchandise collection for you with the Under Armour Performance Gear Collection in the Jays Shop. Check out our selection of performance men's and women's t-shirts next time you're in the Jays Shop at TD Ballpark. Or shop online anytime you want at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
Leading off the top of the fourth inning for the
Tarpons with a 3-0 lead over the Dunedin Blue Jays headed to the top half of the fourth inning. Jerron Watts Brown back out there trying to bounce back from a third. His first pitch to Jackson Castillo misses low and into the left-handed batter. And it's 1-0. The only blow in this game, a three-run bomb from Emmanuel Tejeda last inning. Brought home Palencia and Dowry Arias. The 1-0. Castillo swings and misses and a changeup. One ball, one strike. Castillo struck out swinging his first time. That was in the second. One of five strikeout victims from Jerron. The 1-1. Fastball zips outside. Two balls and one strike. Castillo, one of a few junior college undrafted signees in this Tampa lineup. 2-1. Misses outside. Three balls and one strike. That's not something you see a ton of. Usually teams sway towards four-year guys in terms of undrafted signees. The 3-1. Castillo takes a pitch near the shoot tops, and that's ball four. It's a leadoff walk issued to Castillo. Man aboard for Willie Montero,
fielder,
top of the fourth. 3-0 Tarpons lead. Game two of a six-game set. Dunedin currently leads the season series 6-1. Righty on righty here. And the first pitch. Montero takes down and outside. Spit on the slider there. It's 1-0. Shadows are now covering pretty much the entire infield. Some sun peeking through near second base. Watts Brown throws over to first. It's high. That allows Castillo back in with a slide. No tag. How lucky we've been here at TD Ballpark weather-wise so far this year. Just nothing but gorgeous weather. The 1-0 runner goes and the pitch is popped foul. Behind home plate, out of play. So all that running for naught for Jackson Castillo. He's back to first. One ball, one strike. Granted, it's been really nice weather. It was for all of April around the league. Did have a rain out yesterday between Daytona and Palm Beach. But not many rainouts at all. The 1-1 popped up out of play. First base side into the parking lot. One ball and two strikes. Scrolling through Twitter, I saw that a AAA team, the Omaha Storm Chasers, AAA for Kansas City, 1-2, misses barely on a slider out over the heart of the plate, but it was low. Makes it 2-1. The Omaha Storm Chasers broke a streak today of not playing for five straight days because of rain. 2-2, broken bat liner to third, snagged by Toman, and they'll double off Jackson Castillo at first. Toman throws across the diamond. Ballo catches with two hands and steps on the bag. Castillo is off with contact. Looks like another hit and run was on, and it turns into a double play. Nice play by Tucker Toman. That is not easy to do with the barrel of the bat barreling towards third base, too. Here's Thomas Frick, first pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. That's 0-1. Watts Brown reads the sign, kicks and fires, and misses down and outside. One ball, one strike. Another thing that was maybe a factor there was the sun. Even though third base is in the shadows, we know that that sun can be gnarly down there. 1-1 fouled back. Into the screen. Ball and two strikes. Frick in a straightaway stance. Waits on the 1-2, and it's popped up out of play behind home plate. We'll do it again. Frick, the Yankees' 15th rounder last year at a UNC. He's a very productive catcher there. 1-2, misses downstairs. Two balls, two strikes. In his final season, played 59 games, hit .322, and he led the team in batting average, becoming the first catcher to do that since 1995 at UNC. The 2-2 is chopped foul, and we'll do it again. It is so difficult as a catcher to catch almost every day and still be productive at the plate. You take such a beating behind the plate. 2-2, a wave and a miss. Watts Brown went to the curveball, and he sets down Frick for his sixth strikeout tonight and four innings of work. Score holds. Tampa 3, Blue Jays nothing. Going to the home half of the fourth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting dunedinbluejays.milbstore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Tarpons lead the Blue Jays 3-0 going to the bottom of the fourth. Luis Cerna has dealt so far tonight. Three strikeouts, all looking. Worked around a second inning single. Left two men on. Really the only trouble he's faced tonight. First pitch to Arjun Namala is swung on and missed, and a sinker upstairs, and it's 0-1. Night and day difference for Cerna between his last outing and tonight. 0-1. Namala waves and misses on some high cheddar. It's 0-2. Arjun grounded out to shortstop at 100 miles an hour off the bat his first time. Hit it hard. Not much else he can do. 0-2 pitch. Called strike three on a sinker that just barely clipped the high outside corner. Namala falls victim to the automatic balls and strikes system there. He's out number one. Make it four strikeouts, all looking from Cerna. First pitch to Joan Helaponte. Misses upstairs on a fastball, and it's 1-0. So Cerna got knocked around for those eight earned runs and 2 2/3 against Lakeland last week. 1-0 is in there for a called strike. It's 1-1. Just goes to show you, baseball's great because you get that chance to turn the page. 1-1, a check swing, and Aponte went. Two balls and one strike. Although for starting pitchers, it's much harder because it's such a long time in between outings. Aponte calls time as Cerna was into his motion. He's got a whole week to sit there and think about it. Cerna twists and deals. And Aponte takes upstairs. Two balls, two strikes. And that's part of what makes baseball and pitching especially such a mental game. The 2-2. Aponte hit on the wrist. And it is a hit by pitch. Sounded like maybe it got a piece of the bat, but it's a hit by pitch. And Aponte is awarded first base, but first a visit from Luke Green, the head trainer. Aponte up and moving around. Always good, but not really indicative of anything considering that he got hit up near the wrist. Hit on his right wrist. And Green gives him a little bit of a tap on the arm as if to say, all right, you're good. And Aponte gets a nice ovation as he heads down to first base.
Second baseman, number one, Manuel Beltre.
So here's Manuel Beltre with the man on. Blue Jays trailing 3-0, bottom four. Dunedin's offense trying to get going and find that form that they had in the first few weeks of the year. Right-hander on right-hander, first pitch. Misses down. It's 1-0. The team over the last 10 games scoring just over 2 runs per game. Batting 192. The 1-0. Beltre takes a slider that slides into the zone. Called strike, and it's 1-1. The first 12 games of the year, Blue Jays averaged 6.5 runs per game. Throw over to first is late. Aponte back in sliding. Cerna turns over, gives a look at Aponte. Now turns home and throws. Beltre jumps out of the way of a sinker that runs in. Two balls and one strike. Cerna working quickly now in the center of the rubber, and Beltre says, he's working a little bit too quickly for me. He calls time. Steps out of the box to gather himself. Jays with just one hit tonight. It was Aponte's single in the second. The 2-1, there goes Joan Hell. Pitches a called strike. Throw down is late. Aponte with a good jump, and he's into scoring position for the second time tonight. With one out here in the fourth. Blue Jays trying to get on the board, trailing 3-0. Cerna in a 2-2 count. Sets and delivers to Beltre. Pitch is crushed, deep to left. Montero back, and that ball is off the wall. Aponte hustling around third. He scores with ease, and it's an RBI double for Manny Beltre. Blue Jays are on the board. It's 3-1. That ball smoked the wall on the fly. Beltre just missed a homer, but not by much. Here comes Bryce Arnold. I'll try and follow the act. Popped out to shortstop his first time in the second. Right-hander on right-hander. And the first pitch. This is down and away. As an airplane drones overhead. I imagine it's probably a pretty good night to fly. Wind's not exactly light. Fly balls will have some carry, as we just saw. Wind blowing straight out to center. The 1-0. Arnold takes downstairs. Two balls, no strikes. Beltre was commenting on that yesterday during batting practice about the difference between the wind in Jupiter last week and the wind here at TD Ballpark. 2-0. Hopper foul, third base side. Two balls and one strike. Manny said, it's kind of nice. I don't even have to look up at the flags here. We know the wind's going to be blowing out. Sounded like the wind took away a few base knocks from the Blue Jays last week. Lost all six. 2-1. Another hopper foul. As Arnold was out in front of a changeup on the inside half of the plate. Two balls, two strikes. Arnold steps out of the box, steps back in, widens his stance a little bit with two strikes, a closed stance, bat up near his shoulder now, Beltre dances off second and the 2-2 is spiked down and away, now a back pick to second is late. That ball bounced in there, so Beltre took an extra step on the secondary lead towards third, and Palencia saw that as an opportunity to throw him out. The throw is just a little bit late. So the count is full on Bryce Arnold, a guy who's hitting over 300 with runners in scoring position early in the season. The payoff pitch. He fouls it off again. We'll do it over. Arnold, to be exact, hitting 308 with eight runs driven in. Men in scoring position. Nine RBIs overall. The next 3-2 is cut on and missed. Strike three. Serna's first swinging strikeout. His fifth punch out tonight, though. It's out number two in the home fourth. Brings up Ricardo Ballo. Beltre on second. After an RBI double, it scored Joan Helaponte. It's now 3-1 Tampa. Home half of the fourth. Ballo walked his first time, batting from the left side here. First pitch. Misses outside just a bit on the change, and it's 1-0. Ballo looks the part of a first baseman. That's 6'3", 175, the 1-0. He takes low and in. Two balls, no strikes. Serna's pitch count up at 71. He's not pitched very deep into outings so far this year. Partially due to results. Serna turns and looks. Beltre back to second. And Serna's first outing of the year against Dunedin. He pitched 4 1/3 and allowed 4 earned runs. Struck out 5. 2-0. Ballo takes a called strike on a sinker. On the outside, Black, 2-1. Beltre tiptoeing off second base as Serna sets and deals a 2-1. Ballo loops it into shallow right. Arias charging in, and he makes a running catch to end the inning. Manny Beltre ropes an RBI double to drive home Joan Helaponte. So the Blue Jays are on the board as we go to the fifth. It's 3-1 Tampa on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Valley Live. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, fries, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature $2 margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J's Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids under 12 get in free with a Dunedin downtown merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
It's Tampa 3, Dunedin 1 after an RBI double from Manny Beltre. Last half inning, got the Blue Jays on the board. Dron Watts-Brown is back out for the fifth. He'll face 8-9-1 in the Tarpons lineup, starting with Manuel Palencia, who singled and scored his first time. First pitch, hopper down to third, foul by about a foot. So it's 0-1. Victor Arias has to trot over and pick up that baseball on the warning track on the left field corner. Flips it up into the seats. So a chance for Palencia to gather himself. And now the 0-1 pitch. Off speed, called strike. Watts Brown going to the hook there. Caught the outside corner. He's out in front 0-2. Reads the sign from Mignoso, deals home, and the pitch is popped up into right. Routine for Gene Joseph. He comes in, calls off Beltre, and makes the catch. Routine out number one, top of the fifth. Here's Dowry Arias.
Right fielder number seven, Dowry Arias.
Dowry, a vowel away from Dairy. D-A-U-R-Y. First pitch to the lefty. A big swing and a miss on a curveball, and it's 0-1. 3-1 Tarpons over the Blue Jays, top of the fifth. Arias walked in the third. 0-1. Misses down and away. One ball and one strike. Arias in a slightly open stance, waits on the 1-1. And takes a curveball that just clipped the zone on the high outside edge. Makes it 1-2. Arias probably pretty happy to see May come around. May was his best month of the year last year in 103 games with Tampa. Hit 275 in a season where he hit 217. The 1-2. He jumps out of the way. Almost got glanced by a fastball. 92 on the gun. Two balls, two strikes. Duran with a fresh baseball. Sets in a closed stance. Takes a deep breath and deals. Lost his grip on a curveball. Misses high and away. Runs it full, 3-2. Emmanuel Tejeda waiting on deck. 2-for-2 with a single and a homer. The payoff pitch. It swung on and missed on a pitch in the dirt. Mignoso quickly pounced on it to tag out Arias for out number two and strike out number seven for Watts Brown.
Second baseman, number five, Emmanuel Tejeda.
Base is empty for Tejeda. His three-run homer is the difference. That came back in the third. First pitch to the righty. Liner into shallow left. Arias racing in, and he can't make the catch. He knocks it down, though. Aponte scoops it up and fires it into second to keep Tejeda to a single. make him 3 for 3. Extends the inning for Kobe Morales.
First baseman, number 25.
Ball was hit on a line. Not super hard, but hard enough to make it a really tricky play for Arias. Luckily, he was able to get a piece of it. Otherwise, that could have been trouble. Tejeda's pretty quick. Morales climbs in the left side and takes ball one on a slider low and in. It's 1-0. Tampa 3, Blue Jays 1. 3 runs on 5 hits, 1 error for the Tarpons. 1 run on 2 hits, no errors for the Jays. The 1-0. Outside. Heater missed. 2-0. Morales hitless in 2 tries with 1 strikeout back in the first. The 2-0. That is a called strike. Fastball there. 2 balls, 1 strike. As the sun starts to set over TD Ballpark, Watts Brown sets and goes, and the pitch is slapped towards the line and left, down for extra bases all the way to the wall. Tejeda on his horse, heading towards third. He gets the stop sign there, and it's a double for Kobe Morales. Tampa's threatening in the top of the fifth with 2 outs. Men on second and third for Roderick Arias. Looking at the Blue Jays bullpen. Looks like there is a little bit of action. And time is called as Joel Hernandez will come out for a discussion. Duran is at 80 pitches. His last outing on the road at Jupiter last week was 78 pitches. So he's nearing the end of the line. That's one thing that was noted in some scouting reports on Watts Brown, specifically MLB Pipelines. MLB Pipeline has him ranked as the Blue Jays' number 18 prospect. They said it's possible that Watts Brown ramps up slower than some other pitchers in the early months, partially due to the fact that he didn't pitch professionally last year, was shut down after the college season. Now here's Roderick Arias. First pitch, check swing on a pitch in the dirt. Mignoso knocks it down. Excellent play. Keep the runners at bay. It's 1-0. Men on second and third for the highest ranked Yankees prospect in this Tampa lineup, and Arias. The 1-0. Misses low and in again. Mignoso putting in some work here in the top of the fifth. Arias also a top 100 prospect in all of baseball, according to Baseball America. Got some big league spring training action as a 19-year-old this spring. 2-0 pitch. Misses outside. Runs it to 3-0. First base is open, and with 2 outs, a walk won't kill you here. Don't want to give Arias a cookie. A 3-0 pitch. Arias takes a home run hack and misses on a slider. That was not a cookie. A good pitch. Would have been in the zone. It's 3-1. Of all the guys to have a 3-0 green light, Arias doesn't exactly surprise you based on how he can compress the baseball. 3-1 pitch. Arias jumps out of the way as the pitch misses down and in, gets away, and Tejeda scores from third, standing up on a walk. So Arias is aboard. Everybody else moves up 90 feet, and Tampa makes it 4-1 in the fifth. Morales over to third, and Jose Mayorga, the manager, out of the dugout, and he'll call the bullpen as Watts Brown's night is done. Get some high fives from teammates as Mayorga takes the baseball, and we'll have the details on the new arm when we come back on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Valley Live.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
DJ's fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the 4-game Flex Pack. Purchase 4 or more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. Teron Watts Brown is out, and Carson Pierce is in for the DJs as they trail 3-1, now 4-1, rather, in the top of the fifth. Men on the corners with two outs. Pierce, a right-hander, a guy that's stretched out. Wouldn't be surprised to see him eat a good amount of innings here out of the bullpen for the Jays. Comes into this one with a strong 2.77 ERA and 13 innings of work. That's 4 earned runs, 14 strikeouts to 5 walks. We'll face Dylan Hasso, the cleanup man, with men on the corners, righty on righty. And the first pitch on the way. Breaking ball catches the outside corner. Called strike, and it's 0-1. Pierce, a native of Edmond, Oklahoma, switching up his walk-up song before the ball game today. Here's his 0-1. Hasso takes low. 1-1. Changed it to homecoming by Kanye West. And we'll have to ask him to dig into the meaning, whether or not he just likes the song or it's got some kind of extended metaphor. 1-1 misses in. 2-1. Pierce was a guy that played at 2 different junior colleges before a kind of a homecoming. His final season of college baseball at OU, Oklahoma. 2-1. Hasso checks his swing on a pitch in the dirt. There goes Arias from first. Throw down to second. Not in time. Arias slid around the tag. Applied by Manny Beltre, the second baseman. So now it's 2 men in scoring position with 2 outs. Morales still over at third. Didn't take the gamble of dashing home there. Pierce steps off before the 3-1. Hasso doubled his first time in the second. Flied out to center his last time in the third. He's driven in 8 runs this year. The pitch. Called strike on a slider in the upper half of the zone. Runs it full, 3-2. Pierce trying to get out of a jam. Strand 2 inherited runners. Here comes the payoff. Hasso waves and misses for strike 3. And the inning is over. Morales stranded on third. Arias stranded on second base. And the damage is just 1 for Tampa in the top of the fifth. They push their lead to 4-1 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Valley Live. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon.
Lead off the bottom of the fifth inning for the Blue Jays, number
14, McHale. It's the Tarpons now with a 3-run lead as we go to the home half of the fifth. It's 4-1 Tarpons over the Blue Jays, game number 2 of a 6-game series. Two Florida State West rivals going at it. Blue Jays looking for back-to-back wins to open the set. Luis Cerna's first pitch to Mikael Mignoso misses up and in. He leans out of the way on a fastball, and it's 1-0. Cerna, Tampa's starter, back out for the fifth. 1-0. Misses up and in again. Lost control of another fastball. And Mignoso maintains some eye contact with Cerna as he paces back into the box. 2-0 pitch. And that one is a called strike. On the signature changeup from Cerna. Bottom half of the zone. 2-1. Mignoso's 0-4-1. 2-1 pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. Another changeup makes it 2-2. Cerna with 5 strikeouts tonight. 4 of them looking. He twists and deals. And Mignoso fights off the pitch. A fastball high. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Remains the count. Cerna working quickly. Quicker than we saw earlier. 2-2. Reached out and tapped down to third. Hasso backhands. Long throw to first. Just in time. One away. Base is empty for Gene Joseph.
Right fielder, number 6, Gene Joseph.
It's a 4-1 ball game in favor of Tampa. This is likely Cerna's last inning of work. There's a right-hander loosening out in the pen. First pitch to Joseph, misses in, and it's 1-0. Cerna had really struggled coming into tonight's outing with an ERA over 10. 1-0, hit him. Fastball got Joseph up near the elbow guard. Well protected there. And the Blue Jays have a one out base runner in the fifth. A few fans yelling, hey, what are we doing? I highly doubt any sort of intent from Luis Cerna trying to preserve this 4-1 Tampa lead. Bottom five. There's the top of the order in Victor Arias. And field playing to pull for the lefty. He's 0-2. And a throw over to first is late. Cerna, despite struggling here in single A to open the year, showed during spring training he's got pretty legit stuff. First pitch, Arias takes outside. It's 1-0. He got to scrimmage on the backfields against the big league team, the A team, if you will. And he struck out Giancarlo Stanton on his changeup. The 1-0. Arias swings and foul tips a sinker into Palencia's mitt. Makes it 1-1. And then a bit of a wake-up call for Cerna followed. Faced Juan Soto, who drilled an extra base hit. You win some, you lose some. Against that lineup, 1-1. Arias skies it out of play. Third base side, it's 1-2. But after that scrimmage on the backfields, Yankees manager Aaron Boone said, hey, we really like this Cerna guy. That changeup is real. The 1-2 offer to Arias. Pulled past the dive of Morales at first base into right. Could be extra bases. Joseph heading towards third. Arias into second standing, and Joseph holds up at third. It's a double for Victor Arias. Men on second and third with one out for Tucker Tolman.
Third baseman, number nine, Tucker Tolman.
And it looks like that'll be all for Luis Cerna. James Cooper, the manager, strides from the third base dugout, gives a glance out to the bullpen, hasn't officially made the call yet, and now he makes the point out down the left field line, and that'll escort Luis Cerna out of the ballgame. He's responsible for the runners on second and third. Bottom of the fifth, Blue Jays trying to fight back into this one, trailing 4-1 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Valley Live.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
DJ's fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the four-game Flex Pack. Purchase four more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. New pitcher for Tampa is Cade Austin, who comes on in a bit of a jam. Men on second and third with one out in the bottom of the fifth, Tampa leading 4-1. Austin, a right-hander, making his seventh appearance of the year. He's pitched 13 and a thirds innings to an ERA of 3.38. He'll face Tucker Tolman here, first pitch. It's a hopper to second base that should score a run. Tejeda scoops it up and flips it over to first in time for the out. But Tucker picks up an RBI as Gene Joseph comes in from third. Tampa's lead is sliced in half. It's 4-2. Arias moves over to third in the process. Here's Arjun Damalo with two outs. First pitch, check swing, called strike. And a cutter on the outside edge at 86. Damalo 0-for-2 with a hard hit, ground out, and a strikeout. The pitch misses low and away. It's 1-1. Damalo slumping a little bit, getting his first taste of pro ball here this year. Batting 167. The 1-1 fouled off over our heads, out of play. But Damalo has made one thing clear. It's that he is going to work, and maybe the more accurate word is grind. Constantly. Extra work in the cage for him. 1-2, popped up, out of play. We'll do it over. Whether that's with Nash Knight or teammates. Before BP, after BP, after games, we've seen it all. Trying to get the job done here against Cade Austin with a man on third base, and the pitch is swung on and missed on a high fastball, and the inning is over. But the Blue Jays do get one run. Gene Joseph scores from third base after Arias moves him over on a double, and Tucker Tolman drives him in on an RBI groundout. Our new score, Tampa 4, Blue Jays 2 through 5 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Valley Live. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, You can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com.
Jackson Castillo.
Tampa 4, Blue Jays 2, going to the top of the sixth. And Carson Pierce is back out there after working out of a fifth-inning jam. He'll face 5-6-7, starting with Jackson Castillo. On the first pitch, misses down and outside for ball one. Castillo, left-handed batter, walked his last time in the fourth, struck out swinging back in the second. Pierce working from the wind, kicks and fires. Castillo fouls it back into the screen. One ball and one strike. Now that Pierce isn't in a jam, a little background on him. We mentioned his ERA, 2.77 and 13 innings of work. His last outing was a strange one. On the road at Jupiter, he pitched 3 2/3 innings. Allowed 3 runs, but none of them were earned. And the 1-1. Castillo takes high and tight. 2 balls and a strike. Pierce can rack up the strikeouts. He's got 14 of them so far this year, but he didn't strike anybody out his last time out. The 2-1 offer. Castillo takes a called strike on the back door. It's 2-2. Pierce bends at the knees. Almost a half squat before the 2-2 pitch. And it misses down and away. Runs it full 3-2. Pierce was briefly inserted into the rotation. Looks like he'll be back in the bullpen for now. Not really due to results. The payoff. Castillo takes high and outside. That's ball four. And Jackson Castillo has his second walk of the night. This one starts the sixth.
Left fielder, number 27, Willie Montero.
Tarpon's trying to add on to a 4-2 advantage, top six. Willie Montero steps in now. Right-hander on right-hander matchup. Montero 0-2 with a lineout. First pitch. He thought about going around, but did not on a sinker that misses in. It's 1-0. Pierce with a fastball that sits in the low to mid-90s. He pitches and misses outside. 2 balls and no strikes. Also throws a changeup. And a slider. The set and the 2-0 offer. Montero takes a slider upstairs. And it's 3 balls and no strikes. Didn't see too many walks last night. That has certainly changed here tonight. Just 3 walks between the two teams last night. Pierce throws over to first. It's late. Why is that notable? You might wonder. Well, these are the two teams that issue and take the most walks in the league. 3-0 pitch, fouled off. So Montero had the green light. Fouls it back, and it's 3-1. Tampa leads the league in walks drawn. And they're second in walks issued. Hitters count, 3-1. Breaking ball rolled just fair down the first base side. Ballo steps on the first base bag for the out, and Castillo is safe at second. Willie Montero saying, hey, there's no way that ball was fair, but it was. He cued it off the end of the bat. It spun foul for a brief moment, but when Ricardo Ballo grabbed it, he was in fair territory standing on the first base bag, and it's about where it crosses the bag. The ball never did cross the bag. But when Ballo scooped it up, it was fair. So Montero's out number one. Here's Thomas Frick, and the pitch is airmailed over Mignoso, and Castillo dashes over to third. So there's a run 90 feet away with one out in the sixth. So Castillo reaches on a walk, moves to second on the three unassisted, and then down to third on the wild pitch. And here comes Joel Hernandez, one of Dunedin's pitching coaches. Mignoso comes out to the mound as well. Blue Jays trying to not let this game get too far out of reach, trailing by two, 4-2 in the top of the sixth. And with the way that Dunedin has struggled at the plate, it feels like every run is a big one. And especially with men in scoring position, every pitch is a big pitch for the pitching staff. Frick 0 for 2 with two strikeouts. Infield comes in here with one out. The 1-0 pitch. A breaking ball misses low. Two balls, no strikes. Would love a strikeout right here. Pierce got one. Strand runners on second and third last inning. The 2-0. Called strike at the knees. Good pitch there. On a fastball, 2-1. Yankees scored three in the third, one last inning. Leading 4-2. The 2-1 offer. Frick fouls it back into the screen. Two balls and two strikes. Pierce has battled back. Outfield playing shallow as well. Castillo, the center fielder for the Tarpons, a good runner over at third base. Pierce nods at the sign from Mignoso. Sets at the chest and delivers. Pitch is rolled down to third. Toman fields it cleanly. Goes to the plate. The throw is in time. Jackson Castillo cut down at the plate for out number two. Toman fielded that ball. He knew exactly where he was going. Fired a strike to the plate to prevent Castillo from scoring. 5-2 put out. Frick reaches on the fielder's choice. There's two down for Manuel Palencia. Right-hander on right-hander. Pierce delivers. The pitch is lined into center, and it hangs up for Joan Helaponte as he trails towards right to make the catch. So Carson Pierce buckles down and prevents a run from scoring. Jackson Castillo reached third, but he's cut down on a ground out. It's still 4-2, Tampa over the Blue Jays, going to the home half of the sixth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's Daily Specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, fries, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature $2 margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J's Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids under 12 get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Bottom of the sixth inning at TD Ballpark on another clear night on the Gulf Coast of Florida. It's 4-2 Tampa over the Blue Jays. Cade Austin out for his first full inning of work. He'll face 4-5-6, starting with Joan Helaponte. First pitch to the righty, a called strike on a heater, and it's 0-1. Blue Jays have scored in the last two innings, one in the fourth, one in the fifth. 0-1 is launched high in the air, deep to left. Montero on the warning track, has room. Moving towards center, he makes the catch. Aponte got under that pitch, and he sure gave it a ride. Way up into the jet stream. The wind couldn't do quite enough. Base is empty for Manny Beltre. He roped an RBI double in the fourth. Righty on righty, first pitch. Misses down, ball one. Austin, the right-hander, former Gamecock at South Carolina. 1-0, rolled over foul, third base side. Fielded cleanly by Jose Mayorga down there, Blue Jays manager. He fielded it and then popped into a stance like he was ready to throw. Austin rocks back and forth before he deals, and he misses low. Two balls and one strike. Well, multiple times this year we've seen Mayorga show that he was very much a former pro ball player. Before the season started, he was playing the field. 2-1, cued off the end of the bat to second base. Tejeda charges, gloves, throws off balance to first in time. Nifty play for out number two. Base is empty for Bryce Arnold.
Number four, Bryce.
Arnold 0 for 2. Dunedin trailing 4-2, bottom six. But Mayo was playing the field in Dunedin's inner squad games here at TD Ballpark. First pitch. Arnold takes upstairs. It's 1-0. Mayorga was a catcher as a pro. Played some outfield, played some infield back in the spring. 1-0. Arnold misses down, or takes down. Two balls, no strikes. Lights have taken full effect now at TD Ballpark as the sun is set. That wind is still blowing out to center. 2-0. Arnold takes a called strike on the back door. A slider from Austin. Working on the far first base side of the rubber. Rocks back and forth. Now into his motion, the pitch. Misses low and in. Three balls, one strike. Arnold getting consistent reps, mostly at DH for the Blue Jays early in the year. 3-1, popped up out of play. Over the seats behind home plate. Back towards the BayCare box office. So Austin has battled it back full, looking for a 1-2-3 sixth. He fires, and Arnold pops it up into shallow right. Dowry Arias charges in, and he calls off the second baseman Tejeda to put the squeeze on it to cap off a 1-2-3 bottom of the sixth. Blue Jays go quietly, and we go to the seventh. It's 4-2 Tarpons over the Blue Jays on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network in Valley Live. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. J.J. Sanchez takes over for the Blue Jays as we're in the seventh. It's 4-2 Tarpons over Dunedin. 9-1-2 due up for the Tarpons here against the southpaw Sanchez, starting with Dowry Arias. He walked in the third, struck out in the fifth. Lefty on lefty on the first pitch. A check swing, called strike on the outside corner. A sinker at 92 from J.J. makes it 0-1. Arias is 0-7. Against left-handers so far this year. Sanchez trying to extend that trend. The 0-1 slider misses down. One ball, one strike. Sanchez, the former undrafted free agent signed by the Blue Jays last summer, making his fifth appearance of this summer. Is it considered summer yet? May 1st? We'll call it summer. 1-1. Arias with a check swing. He went. Despite pleading his case to home plate umpire Pedro Torres. It's 1-2. Sanchez in 6 1/3 innings has allowed 3 earned runs. The 1-2. Wave and a miss. Strike 3. Arias remains hitless against left-handers so far this year, and J.J. Sanchez sets him down on strikes.
Second
for out number 1.
Number 5,
brings up the top of the order for Emmanuel Tejeda. Did some damage with a 3-run homer in the third. That scored in the fifth. He's 3-for-3. First pitch to the righty. Home run hack comes up empty. He was thinking left field again there, maybe. Sinker at 94. Drew a whiff. Now the 0-1. Fastball just misses inside. One ball, one strike. Sanchez pitching on 5 days rest. Last outing last week at Jupiter, pitched an inning, and allowed 2 earned runs, 2 walks. The 1-1. Tejeda with another big hack and a miss. It's 1-2. It's almost surprising to see Tejeda take these hefty cuts. Get a little overzealous maybe after hitting a bomb like he did, almost 400 feet. The 1-2. Lined foul the opposite way. We'll do it over. Tejeda tends to be a little overshadowed in this infield group here in Tampa with Rodrick Arias and George Lombard Jr. also on the infield. It's a very talented group. 1-2 fouled back. And the battle rages on between Sanchez and Tejeda. But Tejeda, certainly a guy you don't want to forget about if you're a Yankees fan. Different profile than his teammates. The 1-2 pitch. He lays off on a fading changeup. Down and outside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Arias and Lombard, maybe a little more pop than Tejeda. The 2-2. A chopper foul. We'll do it over. Eighth pitch of the AB coming up. Tampa with a 4-2 advantage, top of the seventh. Game 2 of a 6-game series between division rivals. The 2-2 pulled on the ground fair to third. Toman fields it cleanly, zips it over to first in time. 2 up, 2 down for J.J. Sanchez in the seventh. Nobody on for Kobe Morales.
First baseman, number 25, Kobe Morales.
Morales ripped a double his last time. Went the opposite way. That was in the fifth. He's 1-for-3. Good inning for Sanchez here. Dunedin may be playing a little bit of matchups. Second lefty of the inning. First pitch, fouled off the opposite way. Over the screen on the third base side, it's 0-1. Dunedin's bullpen has been spectacular lately. 1.95 ERA in the last seven games. 0-1. Popped up the opposite way again, fading towards the corner. Arias, trying to track it down, runs out of room. Out of play, and it's 0-2. Overall, Dunedin's bullpen ERA, second best in the Florida State League. Trailing only Daytona at 3-2-0. The 0-2. Morales takes a sweeping slider down and outside. 1-2. Morales takes a few check swings. University of Washington product. Waits on the 1-2 offer. And he's fooled by a breaking ball. Slider paints the inside corner. And J.J. Sanchez finishes off a 1-2-3 seventh with his second strikeout. Time to stretch at TD Ballpark. Blue Jays need some runs, trailing 4-2 to Tampa on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, ladies. Make your plans to be at TD Ballpark on May 17th for Girls Night Out with the Dunedin Blue Jays. Get here early as the first 500 fans receive a friendship bracelet. Then relax and enjoy a pregame wine tasting presented by Sterling Wine. First pitch is set for 6:30. Grab your girlfriends and enjoy a great night at the ballpark. Get your tickets now at DunedinBlueJays.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Looking to support the Dunedin Blue Jays while at the gym, out for a run, or spending time outside? We've got the merchandise collection for you with the Under Armour Performance Gear Collection in the Jays Shop. Check out our selection of performance men's and women's t-shirts next time you're in the Jays Shop at TD Ballpark. Or shop online anytime you want at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. A nice Wednesday night crowd is all stretched out at TD Ballpark as the Jays trail 4-2 going to the bottom of the seventh. First pitch to Ricardo Ballo, chopped down to first, fielded by Morales, takes it to the bag himself for a quick out number one for Cade Austin. Austin worked a 1-2-3 sixth after retiring the only two batters he faced back in the fifth. So he's clipping right along. We'll face Mikael Meñoso here with the bases empty. First pitch popped up behind home plate. Manuel Palencia gives it a look on the warning track, and it's into the seats and into a drink. It clanks off a beer. And the fan who lost his beard didn't even get the ball. An American Horror Story. 0-1, line drive towards the middle, and a diving catch made by Roderick Arias. He takes a hit away from Mikael Meñoso. Oh, he can't believe it. Two down. Meñoso reached his last time on a hit-by-pitch, came in to score in the fifth, first pitch. Misses low and outside. And it's 1-0. Dunedin trailing 4-2. Home half of the seventh. Austin rocks and fires. And the 1-0 is cut on and missed on a cutter. One ball, one strike. Gene says he's already really comfortable at this level. 1-1 to him is popped up on the infield. Over to first. Kobe Morales waves his arm. Says he's got it, and he does. trailing into shallow right. And the inning is over. Back-to-back, 1-2-3 frames for Cade Austin. And we go to the eighth. 4-2 Tampa on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Bally Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, fries, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature $2 margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J's Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids under 12 get in free with a Dunedin downtown merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
Top of the eighth inning for Tampa, number nine, Rodrick Arias.
Rodrick Arias, Dylan Hasso, and Jackson Castillo do up here against J.J. Sanchez, who struck out two in a 1-2-3 seventh, trying to keep it a 4-2 Tampa lead in the top of the eighth. First pitch to Arias, batting from the right side, chopped on down to third base. Toman gloves it, throws to first in time. One pitch, one out. Arias now 0-for-3 with a walk, and here's Hasso.
Third baseman, number 44, Dylan Hasso.
Hasso 1-for-3 with a two-bagger back in the second. Left-handed thrower, right-handed batter. First pitch on the way. As a called strike on a slider. 0-1. In case you're just joining us, first of all, thanks. We appreciate your listenership or viewership on your medium of choice. But second of all, to get you up to speed, the big blow in this game came back in the third. 0-1 misses down, 1-1. Three-run homer from Emmanuel Tejeda that drove in Manuel Palencia and Dowry Arias. That made it 3-0 at the time. Tarpin scored one more time back in the fifth. The 1-1. Hasso ropes it through the left side for a base hit. Arias over to fetch it, and that keeps Hasso to a single. So it's a base runner in the eighth for Jackson Castillo. Tampa is 1-9 in its last 10 games. Blue Jays, not much better. Also at 1-9. First pitch to Castillo, called strike. Sinker in the upper half of the zone makes it 0-1. Reason we say not much better, but better, is they won on Tuesday. Series opener. The 0-1. Castillo takes a called strike two. Sinker down the pipe makes it 0-2. Sanchez takes a breath, sets at the letters, and delivers. Castillo thought about going around, but he did not on a sinker. So it's 1-2. Blue Jays got their runs, one in the fourth on an RBI double from Beltre, and then in the fifth on an RBI ground out from Toman. The 1-2 offer. Check swing from Castillo. Did he go? Yes, he did. Strike three. Sanchez bringing the heat tonight. His third strikeout is out number two in the eighth.
Left fielder, number 27, Willie Montero.
Hasso still over at first for Willie Montero. Quick pickoff throw is late. Montero 0-for-3. Two ground outs and a line out. for him tonight. But as Tarpons have a 4-2 lead in the eighth. First pitch to the right-handed batter. Popped up, out of play. Over the awning, over the seats on the first base side. So it's 0-1. Sanchez sporting bright red cleats with his home white jersey. Light blue glove, sets and fires, and the pitch is fouled off again, almost identical to the last one. So Sanchez out in front, 0-2. He has been pounding the zone with strikes. 26 pitches, 20 strikes for Sanchez. It's 0-2 to Montero. Sails high. Missed on the fastball there. A little extra mustard on it. 95. Montero, a native of the Dominican, awaits the 1-2. And it's outside. Two balls, two strikes. Montero, a native of La Romana. Just 19 years old. Turns 20 in August. Sanchez reads the sign from Mignoso and deals. Montero gets under it and pops it foul behind home plate. Some fans turn and look up. Will it come back down? No, it won't. So still 2-2. Sanchez gets a fresh baseball. Shakes off Mignoso, operating on the third base side of the rubber. Now sets above the letters. The next 2-2. There's a chopper over the middle of the shortstop, Namala. He flips underhand to second in time for the out. And the inning is over. Sanchez works around a one-out single from Dylan Hasso. We go to the bottom half. Still a two-run game. Tampa 4, Blue Jays 2. On the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Valley Live. Hey, ladies. Make your plans to be at TD Ballpark on May 17th for Girls Night Out with the Dunedin Blue Jays. Get here early as the first 500 fans receive a friendship bracelet. Then relax and enjoy a pregame wine tasting presented by Sterling Wine. First pitch is set for 6:30. Grab your girlfriends and enjoy a great night at the ballpark. Get your tickets now at DunedinBlueJays.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Looking to support the Dunedin Blue Jays while at the gym, out for a run, or spending time outside? We've got the merchandise collection for you with the Under Armour Performance Gear Collection in the Jays Shop. Check out our selection of performance men's and women's t-shirts next time you're in the Jays Shop at TD Ballpark. Or shop online anytime you want at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Dunedin will try and crack Cade Austin once again in the bottom of the eighth, trailing 4-2. And the first pitch misses down and outside to Victor Arias. It's 1-0. Austin out there for his third full inning of work. He's pitched 2 2/3, scoreless. Hasn't allowed a base runner. 1-0 misses outside. Two balls and no strikes. Arias, the DJ's leadoff man, ripped a double his last time. And the fifth, the pitch. Called strike on a changeup. 2-1. Dunedin trying to rally. Trailing 4-2. The 2-1 pitch misses outside. 3-1. Blue Jays have trailed for the entire ball game since the third. Austin from the wind. He deals. And Arias takes down and outside. That's ball four. Good speed on the base paths to open the bottom of the eighth. Here's Tucker Thoman.
Third baseman, number 9, Tucker Thoman.
Thoman drove in a run his last time in the fifth. RBI ground out. That scored Gene Joseph. Arias being held at first. First pitch to Toman. Misses outside. It's 1-0. Tucker batting from the left side here against the righty Austin. It's been some strong pitching. Starting pitching in particular so far this week. 1-0 misses down. 2 balls, no strikes. For Tampa, it's got to be a breath of fresh air. Coming into action tonight, Tarpon's starter ERA was 5.19. Worst in the Florida State League. And that had dropped 2 earned runs after Barbosa's start yesterday. 6 innings of 2-run ball. Throw over to first is late. Arias back in without a tag. Austin has followed Luis Cerna. 2-0. Misses upstairs. 3 balls and no strikes. Final line on Cerna while we've got a minute. 4 1/3 innings. 2 runs, both earned on 3 hits. 1 walk, 5 strikeouts. Cade Austin in trouble for the first time tonight. The 3-0 to Toman has swung on and foul tipped. You got a cookie. Fastball that he liked. It's 3-1. One swing of the bat could tie this game. Toman has 3 bombs. The 3-1. Toman swings and misses on a sinker. Austin has come back to run it full. 3-2. Tucker calls time. Tarpon's lead 4-2, bottom of the 8th. Comeback win tonight would sure go a long way. Another pickoff throw is late. Blue Jays team struggling lately, coming off that 9-game losing streak that they snapped last night. The payoff pitch to Tucker Toman is driven deep to center. Castillo on the run. It's off the wall on the fly. Arias digging for third. He's going to round third and score. No, he slips. Now the throw to the plate is late. Toman off to third, and the throw is airmailed into left. Here comes Tucker Toman. He'll score standing with the Little League homer, and we're tied. Absolute chaos knots this ball game at 4. That'll be all for Cade Austin. Tampa manager James Cooper calls the bullpen. When we come back, we'll tell you how that play is going to be scored. It's going to be a mess, but it doesn't matter. We're all tied up. Brand new ball game, 4-4 in the 8th.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
DJ's fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the 4-game flex pack. Purchase 4 or more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews flex pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. Dunedin has tied this game after an RBI double from Tucker Toman that turned into a Little League homer, scoring Victor Arias from first base. It's 4-4 in the bottom of the 8th, and the new pitcher is Montana Semmel. A right-hander comes into this one with a 2.25 ERA. making his seventh appearance of the season. Semmel has thrown 12 innings, allowed 3 earned runs. First pitch to Arjun Namala with no outs is swung on and missed. And it's 0-1. Well, we said Toman had the power to tie the game with one swing. Didn't exactly have that in mind. 0-1 misses down. 1-1. Namala 0-3 tonight. 2 strikeouts and a ground out. Semmel sets on the first base side and deals. And Namala takes a strike. Fastball on the inside edge. Fans didn't like that call. Unfortunately, it's not up to Pedro Torres. It's up to the automatic balls and strikes system tonight. Somebody just barked, "Come on, AI." That's more like it. 1-2. Misses inside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Namala spins the bat around a few times, brings it up to his shoulder. The 2-2. Misses low, runs it full, 3-2. Got some good hecklers tonight. As Semmel reads the sign from Palencia. And deals. Namala gets a hold of it down the left field line, but he was a little early. It's foul. Semmel's last outing came last week against Lakeland. He pitched twice last week. Back on the 26th, he threw 3 innings and allowed 1 earned run on a homer. The payoff, a swing and a miss for Margin. He's down on strikes for the 3rd time tonight. And that's out number 1 in the bottom of the 8th. Juan Helaponte climbs in now. He's reached twice tonight. Good to see he's still in the ball game after a hit by pitch earlier. First pitch, called strike. 0-1. 4-4 deadlock in the bottom of the 8th. Blue Jays 2 runs here in the inning. The pitch. Helaponte watches a called strike on a fastball. That's 0-2. Juan Hel also singled back in the 2nd. For that hit by pitch in the 4th. Semmel throws, and Aponte lines it hard into left. Montero moves back a few steps and makes the catch. Hit it right at him.
Second baseman, number 1, Manuel
2 down.
Beltre.
Nobody on for Manny Beltre. Beltre 1-for-3. Drove in a run on an RBI double in the 4th. 4-4 in the 8th. First pitch. Beltre gets under it. Pops it high in the air into left. Montero calls for it. Gets under it. Dances towards center to make the catch. So the inning is over, but not before a little bit of chaos. A leadoff walk from Victor Arias, and then Tucker Toman doubles off the wall in center and scores on a throwing error by the catcher Manuel Palencia. Little League homer makes it 4-4. Let's go to the 9th. Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Valley Live. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. It's been a fun ball game tonight at TD Ballpark. It's 4-4 in the top of the ninth, and Aaron Munson is on, trying to keep it that way. Right-hander out of the bullpen for the Jays will face Thomas Frick in the first pitch. Misses outside. It's 1-0. Munson takes over after two scoreless innings from J.J. Sanchez. Dunedin's bullpen continues to be nails. 1-0, called strike at the knees, and it's 1-1. Munson comes into this one with a 2.61 ERA. He deals, and Frick takes down in the dirt on a curveball. 2-1. Munson has thrown 10 and a third innings and 7 appearances. This is his 8th. The kick and the pitch is lined deep to right center. Aponte on the run, at the track, at the wall. It's off the wall. Joseph picks it up and fires it into second, where Frick slides in with a double. Juan Aponte crashing into the wall in right center. Good to see he's all right. A valiant effort to try and make the catch. That ball clanked off the Toronto Blue Jays text, the higher part of the wall. And now the heat is on in the top of the ninth. Go-ahead run on second base for Manuel Palencia. Blue Jays have led for most of this game until the bottom of the eighth. First pitch to Palencia on the way. Cue shot off the end of the bat to second base. Beltre scoops it up, throw to first in time. That's as good as a bunt, though. Frick moves from second to third.
Right fielder, number seven.
That brings up Dowry Arias with a one out. Now, despite what that fan just yelled, throw it to third, Manuel. Now, that was the smart play. You'll always take the sure out. Now the infield comes in for Dowry Arias. A 4-4 tie, top of the ninth. First pitch. Misses outside to the lefty. It's 1-0. Wind still blowing out. Dunedin outfield takes a few steps in. 1-0. Arias swings and fouls it straight back. One ball, one strike. This is a spot where a strikeout is more than desirable. Munson has struck out 14 batters to 8 walks. Opponents hitting just .139 against him. His 1-1. Wave and a miss. Arias all kinds of tied up on a back foot curveball. It's 1-2. Munson drafted last season by the Blue Jays out of Angelo State. D2 College in the Lone Star Conference in Texas. Time called by Arias. Fans don't like that. It's been a raucous crowd of 841 tonight. Munson gathers the sign from Mignoso. Deals the 1-2. Arias takes up and away. Two balls, two strikes. Munson sets at the belt. Arias rests the bat on his shoulder. Long pause, and the 2-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Big-time punch-out from Aaron Munson for out number two. Infield returns to normal depth second with the tying run on third base for Emmanuel Tejeda. Tejeda has been the toughest out for the Tarpons tonight. 3-for-4, two singles and a homer. First pitch to the righty. In there, called strike on a curve. It's 0-1. Munson, one of the guys in the back end of Dunedin's bullpen that can very much play the closer role. 0-1. Fought off the fist into shallow right. It dumps down for a base hit, and the Tarpons regain the lead. Well, when you're having a night like Emmanuel Tejeda is having, sometimes those fall. A jam shot curveball into shallow right for an RBI single, and it's 5-4 Tampa in the ninth. Four-hit day for Tejeda after he went 0-for-4 last night. Inning keeps on going for Kobe Morales. Big left-handed batter. Tejeda dances off first, and now the first pitch. Morales takes low, ball one. Infield playing to pull. Arjun Namala behind the second base bag. Tucker Thoman off third. Throw over to first is late. Tejeda back in standing. Dealing with some technical difficulties here on the MILB TV stream. Bear with us. Should be back up here in a moment. 0-1. Morales takes downstairs. Mignoso with a sliding block. Kept it in front of him. That keeps Tejeda over at first. One ball, one strike. Tejeda with a go-ahead RBI single on a little blooper. Long pause in the pitch. Misses down. Two balls and one strike. While looking ahead to the bottom of the ninth. For the Blue Jays, it's going to be 6-7-8. Arnold Balo Mignoso. In the meantime, the 2-1 to Morales. A big swing and a miss. Slider that time. Two balls, two strikes. Munson trying to limit the damage to just that RBI knock from Tejeda. Morales 1-for-4 with a double in the fifth. He waits on the 2-2 pitch, and it's on the way. Line drive into left, right at Victor Arias. Takes a few steps in and makes the catch. The inning is over. But not before, Thomas Frick doubles to start the inning and then scores from third on Tejeda's RBI knock. It's Tampa 5, Blue Jays 4. Last chance for Dunedin next on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Valley Live. Out the DJ's Daily Specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, fries, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature $2 margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J's Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids under 12 get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Ninth inning for the Blue Jays, number four.
Little back and forth action at TD Ballpark tonight in the late stages, but as it stands right now, Tampa three outs away from a win. They lead 5-4, and Montana Semel is going to try and shut it down, facing 6-7-8, starting with Bryce Arnold. First pitch misses in, and it's 1-0. Dunedin tied the game in the eighth on Tucker Thoman's RBI double that turned into a Little League homer after a throwing error on Manuel Palencia, the catcher. 1-0. Arnold takes a cut and a miss on a fastball at 94. 1-1. Then the Tarpons regain the lead on an RBI knock from Manuel Tejeda in the top half of this ninth. The 1-1. Arnold gets under it and pops it up into shallow right. Tejeda is out. He calls for it and makes the catch. Big out number one for Montana Semmel.
First baseman, number 36.
Who did pitch last
Ricardo
inning.
Ricardo Ballo.
Here's Ricardo Ballo. Ballo 0 for 2 with a walk. Batting from the left side, first pitch to him, misses low. Infield playing to pull. Shortstop Arias behind the second base bag on the edge of the center field grass, while Dylan Hasso at third is basically the shortstop. 1-0 outside. Two balls and no strikes. Ballo with a nice, smooth, fluid swing from the left side. Waits on the 2-0. Takes a big swing and a miss. Some high cheddar. Oh. He knew he had a pitch to hit there. It's 2-1. Semmel sets and deals. Ballo takes outside. Three balls and a strike. Dunedin's dugout. Very noisy. Everybody on the top railing. Semmel reads the sign from Palencia. Sets above the belt and throws. Ballo takes ball four. Fastball just a skosh inside. Puts the tying run on first base in the bottom of the ninth.
Catcher number 14, Mikhail Nicioso.
It'll be a pinch runner here for Ballo.
Pinch running at first base.
Alexis Hernandez on as the pinch man. Hernandez, an outfielder by trade. A little quicker than Ballo. So Mignoso comes to the plate now. Ground ball in the infield could end the ball game. Pickoff throw to first is late. 5-4 Tampa, bottom nine, one out. Mignoso 0-3 tonight. The line out to short his last time and a ball that could have been a hit. First pitch. Foul back into the screen. Mignoso had that timed up. 0-1. Mignoso still looking for his first single A hit. Now would be one heck of a time. 0-1. Misses inside. Almost hit him on the slider. Belt high. 1-1. Gene Joseph waits on deck. Two youngsters, Mignoso and Joseph, the 1-1. Mignoso hammers it down to third, diving stop from Hasso, throw from his knee to first in time. Oh my! An incredible play from Dylan Hasso with the game on the line. That's out number two.
Right fielder,
that does
six,
move Hernandez
Gene
up into
Joseph.
Scoring position for Gene Joseph, but the Blue Jays are down to their final out. Joseph, the nine batter, was hit with a pitch in the fifth and came in to score. Otherwise, he's 0 for 2. Joseph in a wide set stance from the right side, waits on the first pitch. Long pause, and here it is. In there, called strike. On a straight fastball. It's 0-1. Joseph, 19 years old. Told us today he's comfortable at this level, but this is not a comfortable spot. 0-1. Misses downstairs and kicks away from Palencia. Hernandez over to third. We're 90 feet away from another tie ball game. Turpins 5, Blue Jays 4, bottom 9. One ball, one strike. Semmel sets and throws. Joseph takes a called strike. Fastball on the inside black. Brings Dunedin down to its final strike. Can Joseph come through? Hernandez dances off third and forces Semmel to step off. Fans wanted a balk. On the 1-2, Joseph lines it into center pretty deep, but Castillo has a beat on it. He makes the catch, and the ball game is over. A valiant comeback effort falls just short by the Blue Jays tonight. They score two runs in the bottom of the eighth to tie it up after trailing for most of the ball game. But then Tampa gets an RBI single from Manuel Tejeda in the ninth to regain the lead, and they hang on and leave the tying run on third base to end the ball game. With the loss, the Blue Jays fall to 10-13. They are 1-9 in their last 10 ball games. Tampa back in the win column, just their sixth
and
this year. They improve to 6-17. Let's get to the final totals. First for the victorious Tampa Tarpons, 5 runs on 9 hits and 2 errors, as well as 6 men left on base. For the Blue Jays, they score 4 runs on 4 hits, no errors, and 5 left. Winning pitcher is Montana Semmel. Finished that 9th inning after allowing 2 runs in that 8th, only one of which was earned. Actually, none of those runs were earned for Semmel. One of them was charged to Cade Austin. And the loss goes to Aaron Munson for the Blue Jays. A tough luck loss. Didn't allow hard contact on that eventual game-winning hit for Emmanuel Tejeda. Just a little duck snort into right. But when you put the ball in play, good things happen. We'll step aside for our break and come back with more post-game coverage when we come back on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Tampa wins at 5-4. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in 4 styles, fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the 4-game Flex Pack. Purchase 4 or more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. Back inside TD Ballpark one more time tonight as the Blue Jays fall 5-4 to the Tampa Tarpons in front of a crowd of 841 here at TD Ballpark. Boy, they had an effect on this one. Loud crowd. So a tip of the cap to all our attendees here tonight. This one was played in 2 hours and 28 minutes as the Blue Jays fall to 10-13 while Tampa improves to 6-17. Let's look elsewhere around the Florida State League here tonight. There should be still a few games in progress as we pull up the out-of-town scoreboard, which is brought to you by Frenchies. A few final scores. First, St. Lucie downs Jupiter. Back-to-back wins for the St. Lucie Mets, cooling off the Hammerheads. 7-2 the final score in St. Lucie. The Mets are now 11-12, while Jupiter is 15-8. They played a doubleheader in Palm Beach tonight. Daytona took game one 2-1. In game two, they won again, 1-0. Runs at a premium tonight over in Palm Beach. Blue Jays know a thing or two about that. Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, definitely a pitcher's park. Final score from Lakeland. The Flying Tigers are the new first-place team in the Florida State League West. They win over Clearwater 6-1. And one more final score. Everything else final around the league tonight. Fort Myers with a 2-0 victory on the road over Bradenton. The Marauders are 5-18, worst record in the league. That's the Florida State League. How about the Toronto Blue Jays organization tonight? Starting with AAA Buffalo, they had an Education Day game in Indianapolis, and it did not go great. Indians with a 14-5 drubbing of the Bisons. Buffalo now 16-12 this year. High A Vancouver victorious in a shutout over Tri-City. 5-0. Vancouver now 9-10. Tri-City 8-15. And in Double-A, New Hampshire with a shutout win on the road at Somerset. 7-0. New Hampshire with 7 runs on 11 hits. So pretty good night around the organization outside of that loss from Buffalo. And outside of the big league level, as the Blue Jays dropped the series finale with Kansas City earlier this afternoon at the Rogers Center, 6-1 was the final score. So Kansas City takes that series, and the Blue Jays drop to 15-17. Back here in Florida, though, we'll continue the six-game series between Tampa and Dunedin tomorrow night. Same time, same place. Pitching matchup for you. Cade Smith goes for Tampa, while Grant Rogers takes the ball for the Blue Jays. Righty against righty, Smith against Rogers, Tampa against Dunedin. 6:30 first pitch and a 6:15 Eddie's Bar pregame show. We hope you can join us then. But until then, that does it for our coverage tonight at TD Ballpark. For our entire hardworking crew and front office staff, this is Larry Larson saying thank you for listening. And come join us again tomorrow night for a 6:30 first pitch, the third game of this six-game series. One more time, the final score tonight. The Tampa Tarpons get a top-of-the-ninth RBI single from Emmanuel Tejeda. That wins it for them, 5-4, the score. This has been a presentation of the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. So long, everybody.